Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Joining us, Sharon Gawa, who is the spokesperson for the U.S. Small Business Administration, to talk about what folks are going through when it comes to all the flooding we had in our area last October in Jefferson and Shelby County, basically the Hoover area. And if you remember, that was quite a mess and a lot of finger pointing on who's liable, who's responsible, and who needs to pay for getting things back to normal. Sharon, welcome in. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, JT. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So why don't we start first of all, talking about what the U.S. Small Business Administration does and how they can help folks that might need to borrow some money.
So those are very good points. So what we do is we offer low fixed interest rate loans to homeowners, renters, and businesses.
Now, do they go through the same process as far as applications, credit checks, and all of that, or are the qualifications loosened up a bit when it comes to tragedies like the floods?
Right. So when it comes to disaster, the they still do their credit checks and things like that, but it's definitely a lot looser than if, let's say, you go through a bank or maybe a credit card or a car loan or something like that. It's definitely looser.
I know you're in the loan business and work with small businesses and helping folks come out of it and provide some funds, but have you seen or have any opinions on the battles in the courts between who's responsible for this, the homeowners versus the county versus the city? And do you have any personal opinions on when tragedy strikes like that, where it ends up or how it should go?
So, no, I don't have any personal opinions on that. I'm really just here to disseminate the information of what funds are available to the public for those who are affected by the severe storms and flooding that happened out in October. But I don't have any personal opinions. I'm really just here to help the people.
So ultimately, if the person, let's say you got a home there in a low-lying area in a flood area by, you know, let's say the golf course and these floods, I mean, this was a once-in-a-century type of event that really brought some problems. Is the due diligence and the responsibility really on the homeowner to understand where they live?
It is the responsibility of a homeowner to know where they live. If they happen to be in a flood zone, you know, there are funds available. So, you know, you would have hazard insurance or homeowners insurance, right? Normally everyone carries that. And in order to get a loan with us, so we do cover underinsured and uninsured losses.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, right? Who qualifies for the money here and how much can they get?
So those are good questions. You ask a lot of tough questions there, Mr. JT. Okay, so...
But you got the answers, so come on.
I hope so. So for homeowners, you're eligible up to $200,000. Renters are also eligible to apply. And if you're a business owner, you're eligible up to $2 million.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you this. Are you an organization that will loan people money to fix what was broken, or will you loan them the money as well after the county or city or the landscape architect comes out and says, well, you can avoid this, you know, if you'll build this wall and build this trench and dig this out and move all that, and that's going to cost about $30,000.
So
will you loan money for prevention?
We do. Mitigation also. Mm-hmm. So if you we'll do, you know, you can apply for getting your home fixed up pre-damaged existing conditions, right? Pre-damaged conditions. It's not to, you know, enhance it. You're either injured or you can't be expanding at the same time. Does that make sense?
So, I got you.
And then we also do mitigation. So if you want to go above, you know you're in a flood zone, that's the way the county is, and you just happen to be, you know, downhill most of the time, and you want to prevent future damage. You can do house raising, sump pumps, retaining walls, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where do people apply, and is there a deadline to apply for what took place with the big floods last October?
Of course, of course. So there's three ways to apply. We do have one in person that you can go to. It's at the Hoover Recreation Center in the boardroom. Now, it's we chose, you know, that's in that location because it counters, you know, it's basically in Shelby and Jefferson County, right? So we tried to, you know, utilize the resources that we had available. So we just put one center right, you know, right in the center so that, you know, all the counties pretty much can,
right,
you know, just go to that location. So they're there Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. We do have customer service representatives in there in case they have questions, right? We do have an option to apply by mail. So you can call our 800 number at 1-800-659-2955, and you can request a paper application be mailed to you. And one would be mailed to you from our Texas office location, so depending on how long it takes to get to you, and then you can, you know, send it in after that. And then the other way that a lot of people go is they do it online, and it's disasterloanassistance.sba.gov.
Gotcha, Small Business Administration. I got you. All right. Deadline to apply for these loans.
February 21st, if you're a homeowner or renter, February 21st for physical, this is complicated. So February 21st for the individual assistance. Because there's a lot of stuff involved here.
We'll go with that. So basically, yeah, there's a deadline, and it's coming up. And if you want the money, get the Small Business Administration to loan you a very good, nice interest loan here. Get moving on it. Don't waste any more time. So, yeah, mid-February. All right. Well, Sharon, I'm up against the clock. Lots of information, I understand. Thank you so much for sharing with us. We sure do appreciate you. No pun intended there. Sharon Gabois, who is the spokesperson for the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.